Hey kids, welcome to Jesus and Me Clubhouse. I'm KC. I'm so glad you could join us today. Let's say our motto. Repeat after me. I will tell my friends.
I will tell my friends.
So they can know God.
So they can know God.
Here's something I know about God. God rewards those who seek Him. God wants us to get to know Him. The Bible calls it seeking God.
Oh, hello, Casey. Could I be at your clubhouse today?
Well, sure, Squeakers. Everyone is welcome here.
This looks like a fine bunch of kids, and I will really enjoy getting to know them.
Well, funny you should mention that, Squeakers. Today I'm telling the kids how God rewards those who seek Him.
Seek Him? That's impossible because no one can seek God, Casey. He's a spirit.
Well, you're right, Squeakers, but seeking God doesn't mean looking for Him.
Then what does it mean?
It means getting to know God, spending time with Him.
How can you spend time with someone that you can't see?
Well, that's a good question, Squeakers. We spend time with God by coming to church and praying and worshiping, even when we give in the offering. All those are ways we seek God.
Asking Jesus to come live in your heart is how you start getting to know God, right?
You're right, Squeakers. Boys and girls, if you want to ask Jesus to come live in your heart, then I want to pray with you. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
To die for my sins.
To die for my sins.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Be the boss of my life.
Be the boss of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now let the seeking begin.
God rewards those who spend time with Him.
Oh, I need to go spend some time with a piece of cheese, Casey.
I just fed you an hour ago, Squeakers.
I know, but I have a very, very small stomach, and it's empty again because I pooed it. Okay, bye, kids!
Bye, Squeakers. Stacy, what are you doing with that telescope?
Casey, I am earning my reward.
What are you talking about?
I read a verse in the Bible that says, God rewards those that seek Him.
So you're using that telescope to try to find God?
I don't want to find God.
Why not?
Because if I find Him, I won't have to look for Him anymore.
You're not making any sense, Stacy.
KC, the Bible doesn't say God rewards those who find Him. It says God rewards those who seek Him. So I'm just gonna seek Him and seek Him and seek Him and seek Him with my telescope. So you just go right ahead with the club and I'll stay out of your way.
Hey, boys and girls, do you know what these are? They're roller skates, and you put these on instead of shoes. Some people, they can skate backwards. I got mine on. Some can skate forward or spin around. Some people skate fast. Some people skate slow. Rollerblades are kind of like seeking God, because the more time you spend getting to learn how to rollerblade, the better you get. And the more time you seek God, and the more time you spend with God, the more you learn just how much He loves you. And when you pray, it's like learning to skate. And when you give in the tithes and the offering, it's like learning to skate even better. And when you lift your hands and you worship God, it's like twirling around on your skates. The more time that you spend seeking God, the more you get to know Him. Our memory verse today is Hebrews 11:6. God rewards those who seek Him. Can you say that with me? Say, God rewards those who seek Him. One more time. God rewards those who seek Him. Great, I gotta go.
Let's get our hearts and minds ready.
I'm ready.
So am I.
Brain, are you wearing glasses?
Not just any glasses, magnifying glasses. I'm seeking God. Stacy told me about a verse she found in the Bible. Hebrews 11:6. God rewards those who seek him.
So you already know our verse for the day.
I do?
Yes. I thought for sure you would mess it up a couple of times. You know, like God rewinds those that speak to him.
That doesn't even make sense, Casey.
Yeah, I said rewards, not rewinds.
Boys and girls, let's say the verse for Casey. Repeat after me. God rewards.
God rewards.
Those who seek him.
Those who seek him.
One more time, kids. God rewards.
God rewards.
Those who seek him.
Those who seek him.
Now you try it, Casey.
I know the verse, Hart.
Well, then say it right.
I said it wrong on purpose.
Sure you did. If you know the verse, Mr. Smarty Pants, why aren't you seeking God like me and Stacy?
Oh, my mom has a pair of binoculars you could use.
I don't need any binoculars or telescopes or magnifying glasses.
He's right. That is not how you seek God.
It's not?
No. You seek God by spending time with him in prayer and worship.
Yeah, like these kids do.
And by going to church?
Exactly.
By listening to the Word of God?
Yes. God rewards those who spend time with him because he loves to bless his children.
That's a lot easier than walking around looking in the sky. I've tripped 3 times already because I wasn't watching where I was going. Thanks for explaining it, Casey.
Yeah, thanks.
Now it's time for today's Bible story.
I can't wait to hear it.
And I can't wait to do it.
It's the hearer
and the doer
of God's word who's blessed.
One day as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the sea, great crowds pressed in to listen to the word of God. He noticed 2 empty boats at the water's edge. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Peter to push it out into the water. So Jesus sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there.
Jesus, I love it when you teach us about God.
So do I.
Well, thank you for taking me out on your boat so that everyone can hear me teach God's word.
I'm glad we got to hear you teach too.
Go out into the deeper water and let down your nets.
Now? But we've been fishing all night and we didn't catch anything.
Nighttime is the best time to catch fish because they come up to the top of the water. We'll go out again after it gets dark. We need to get some sleep.
But if you say so, Jesus, we'll go out again right now.
We will?
Jesus told us to let down the nets.
So we will. Let's go.
Okay, let down the nets.
Are you sure? I just finished cleaning them.
Come on. Andrew, I'll help you.
Whoa! The net is full of fish.
Already? Let's pull it up.
It's too heavy. There's too many fish.
We need some more men and another boat.
God blessed Peter and Andrew with so much fish that day, they had to get their friends to help, and they filled up 2 boats with fish. God rewards us with so much so that we can be a blessing to other people too.
Time for spiritual exercises. Everyone stand up on your feet. Here we go. You ready? Repeat after me. Stretch it up real high. I love the Lord with all my heart. Now show me your muscles. God is good. All the time. I'm not afraid. God is with me. Good. Now show me your Superman pose. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Nice work. Now these are my favorite. Kinky push-ups. Up, down, up, down. I love others like Jesus loves me. was a good workout. All right, let's cool it down. Let's stretch it out. I obey my parents. For this pleases God. Woo! Good job, kids. Now, just shake it out. Shake it out. Turn around if you want. Woo! Good job, kids. I'm proud of you.
Casey, do you know what my favorite part of the clubhouse was today?
Let me guess. You liked it when Squeakers pooted.
That too. And I liked it when you messed up the Bible verse.
I did it on purpose, Fuzzy. I was surprised that Brain knew the Bible verse before I had a chance to say it. So what did you learn today?
I learned that when a rabbit imitates a frog, you get a bunny ribbit.
A bunny ribbit?
Yeah. What did you learn, Casey?
God rewards those that seek him.
But you can't see God.
You're right, Fuzzy. We seek God by spending time learning the Bible.
What about worshiping God? That's spending time with God, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Fuzzy.
And when we worship God, our problems get smaller and God gets bigger.
That's a good way to look at it.
So does God love us more because we spend time with him?
No, God loves us all the same. But the more time we spend learning God's word, the more we realize how much he loves us.
God rewards those who seek him, Hebrews 11:6. Can you say that, Casey?
God rewards those who seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Wait a minute. I'm supposed to tell you the Bible verse.
Normally, that would be true, but I'm not so sure you know it.
Say goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, kids. See you next time at the Jesus and Me Clubhouse.